Gotta go to school. Tell your mum what to expect. She says it's right out of the blue. Do you wanna work at Debenhams? Cause that's what they expect. Start in lingerie and Doris is your supervisor. And the head said that you always were a queer one from the start. For careers you say you wanna be remembered for your art. Your obsession gets you known throughout the school for being strange, making life-size models of the Velvet Underground in play. In the queue for lunch they take the piss, you've got no appetite. And the rumour is you never go with boys and you are tight. So they jab you with a fork, you drop the tray into dessert. While you're cleaning up the mess, the teacher's looking up your skirt. Hey, you've been used. Are you calm, settle down? Write a song, I'll sing along. Soon you will know that you are sane. You're on top of the world again. Gotta go to school. Tell your mum what to expect. She says it's right out of the blue. Do you wanna work in CNA? Cause that's what they expect. Move to lingerie and take a feel of Gilles Stoneman. Tell Veronica the secret of the boy you never kissed. She's got everything to gain, cause she's a fat girl with a list. She sticks up for you when you get aggravated.
Listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This is Remix Tape, and I'm Sarah Morris.
And I'm Lindsay Ceballos.
And we are bringing people from the community to talk about their rad bad mixes. And today, in our studio, we have the fabulous Ben Cohen of another podcast, Various Breads and Butters, who is also a professor here. Ben, you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad you're doing the show.
Glad you're here. Yeah. Want to say anything else about you as an intro?
Oh, man. No, I'm definitely not used to speaking on mic without Simon as the co-host.
Okay.
So I'm much more familiar, much more comfortable on the other side of the studio.
Yeah.
Well, but I'll get used to it.
Yeah. Okay.
It's okay.
Well, more intro data will come through, I think, once we talk about your mix.
I think it'll come out as we go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ben, so is this mic working, by the way?
Maybe not.
You gotta turn it up.
We gotta turn it up. Sorry.
Okay. Let's do our intro again because Sarah's mic was not working. Oh. Sarah, we have to do our intro again.
All the way over?
Just yours.
Just mine?
Yeah.
My intro? Sarah Morris?
Yeah, Sarah Morris is here. This is Remix Tape.
Okay. All right. Well, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. And Ben Cohen, you brought in a mix that's called, well, we kind of makeshift titled it For the Kids, because mm-hmm. you said this was a mix of songs that you have for, that you made for your kids.
Yeah, so this is a mix, this is a combination of various parts of different mixes that I had made over the years for my kids who are now 15 and 11, although all the songs are not either 15 or 11 years old.
Mm. Yes, obviously. So right. Can you tell us, like, what do you mean when you make a mix for your kids? Like, what are you trying to do there?
Well, first it was, I think early on it was just whatever music we were listening to at the time, and then we would notice that our son liked it in the backseat of the car.
Mm. Was it mostly a car listening experience?
Yeah, for the most part. And it was like when it started, it was before like iTunes or Spotify or online stuff. So it was CDs or, you know, burn a mix onto a CD, and the ones that he enjoyed or would fall asleep to in the car, or which he would seem to enjoy, so we would replay the songs a lot. And those ended up, I would isolate them and just put them on a specific mix.
Yeah.
So you're actually creating these mixes in response to what your kids like, not mixes that you're trying to force down your kids' throats.
Yeah, partly.
Whoa, violent.
I think it's some of column A, some of column B.
Yeah.
Like some of them, I just really
like
them.
And you want your kids to like the music that you like, right? Or
well,
maybe that isn't always true.
Well, no, that's not always true. My wife and I were just talking about this today. We don't know if they're unusual. They're just not really into music like any other child I know in the world. Mm. Or when we were growing up, and it didn't seem like it's a generational thing. Like, people like music all the time.
Yeah, it's true.
But they don't have a favorite band now, and they always refer to school bus music because apparently the school bus plays a terrible pop station.
Whoa.
So if we're
they
in the car.
Play music in there?
Yeah, they play. I don't know what station is, so I'm not besmirching a specific one. Mm-hmm. But whenever they hear a very popular song, like in the mall or if we have the radio on for some reason, they'll refer to it as like a school bus song, which to them means it's a bad song.
That's great.
So except for that, like, I know kind of songs they don't like. They're not really into pop songs.
Yeah, well, I mean,
yeah,
kudos.
I guess
that's good.
So a lot of the songs on this mix are ones that come from various tapes that were collected or various CDs. Like at the beginning, I think we still had we didn't have tapes then. They're all from CDs.
Yeah,
but some like my son's now he's in high school now, and some of the songs like they played "Paint It Black," like a Rolling Stones song in the band last year, and my daughter really liked listening to him practice it.
Yeah.
Do they have Guitar Hero? Because that is definitely a song on Guitar Hero.
No, they don't.
No doubt.
But like, I think it didn't make my top list, but there were a lot of Rolling Stone songs and just Beatles songs, like the regular old stuff.
Yeah.
All that's, right. Well,
that's like an American childhood experience, I think, the Beatles, Rolling Stones. So let's start off. Let's play maybe three Ben Cohen's first three tracks on his mix, and then we will talk about it.
Okay.
Thank you. crawl in my mouth. Only I don't know how they got out here. Turn me back into the dark. I was when we met. I was happier then with no mindset. And if you turn notice the stripes, the dirt in your fright. Hope it's right when you die. Old and bony, dawn breaks like a bull through the hall. Never should have called, but my head's to the wall and I'm lonely. And if you turn to me like Godspeed, all the beggars are done. They all cut their thumbs and bleed into their buns till they melt away. I'm looking in on the good life I might do never to find. Without a trust, the flaming fields am I too dumb to find. To me, like when I dance like a queen of the eyesores, and the rest of our lives were fed well. Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to Remix Tape. We're with Ben Cohen. We just heard the first three tracks from his mix, and they were Peaches and Regalia, Frank Zappa. Second, New Slang, of course, The Shins. And then finally, A Minor Place from Bonnie Prince Billy.
Awesome. So, Ben, we want to know about these kids that you're making your mixtape for, because you mentioned in the first bit that a lot of it is shaped by their responses to what is playing. That's how you've chosen these songs and right. How you make these mixes. So who are they?
Harper is 15. He's in ninth grade over at Easton High School, and he's a budding musician. He plays clarinet. He's played clarinet for 4 or 5 years, and now he's also playing taking violin lessons.
Cool.
Although he doesn't have a favorite band, he doesn't really listen to music actively. So a lot of these, you're asking, like, are they, did I pick these songs because the kids like them, or did I force them on them? It's a little of both. Like, They probably wouldn't remember most of these songs, or if they listened to this, they'd say, I don't even know that I like that song. But they did at some point, and they might forget. My daughter is 11. She's in sixth grade over at Easton Middle, and she plays saxophone. They're both very gifted musicians.
Woodwinds, yeah. Keep it up, woodwinds.
I can't get them yet to play together. They're always fighting too much. Like, they won't have band.
Duet,
I played drums when I was in high school and, you know, into college, and I still have my drum set, and I think we should get the band back together. Whatever formulation a drummer, saxophonist, and clarinetist would make, that would be pretty unique.
It's like high concept stuff.
Our last show, we had a live performance, Ben, so, you know, we can go.
If you want to rap over any of these tracks,
if you want to rap over something,
go ahead.
It's probably not going to happen.
We can work on that. So how have your, like, having kids, or how have your kids in particular influenced your own musical taste?
Well, part of it is finding out what they don't like. So it's exciting when there are songs that they do like. Mm-hmm. I am the last song on this list that we'll get to by the end of the hour is the only Fish song on it. But all of these songs are defined at its core by some relationship with Fish. It's all Fish all the time.
Whoa.
Like, that's the main music that's always playing, always, for, you know, 25 years.
Yeah. Wow.
So, like, Peaches on Regalia, I work backwards on a lot of things. I only know that because Fish plays it. And then I went to find the original.
Cool.
And I didn't put their version. There are many versions of it on here, but... like, I fall in love with all these songs, and I know that they're covers. They play a lot of covers.
Yeah.
And that has opened the window to a great number of bands. So usually it's not the Fish song that the kids will like, although sometimes they do, like Fee. But it's the original of whatever band it was, some cases.
That's pretty fascinating. I wonder if there are other folks out there who experience other bands and other music through Fish. I actually had a related question I'm going to ask, and we can return to some of the things we started with, but what's your relationship to the jam band? Like, what is how does that relate to you as a music lover?
Yeah, I wrote an essay about this once that
oh, cool.
we can share after the
question.
That okay. we can share after the fact.
Should we just read?
Let's just loud? And now
well, a dramatic reading.
A dramatic reading of my relationship with the song "Bathtub Gin" on Phish's second album, Lawn Boy.
Nice.
No, it's I kind of got into the Dead when I was in college. This was in 1990. Mm-hmm. I was never into any jam bands before I got to college.
Yeah,
and I saw them I think 6 times before.
Cool.
Before that very faded away.
Right.
And then most of the people I were hanging out with in college were listening to a lot of these smaller jam bands, including Phish. So I first heard them in 92, 93.
Yeah.
And passed up apparently several opportunities to see them when they were local because I didn't really know that that's what you do.
Yeah.
So I was never into the jam band scene because I just really loved hanging out with all the jam band fans
mm-hmm.
who can be... correctly stereotyped as annoying and very much of a type, but I always liked the music.
Yeah.
I mentioned to Sarah before all these songs too. It's probably worth noting that very rarely do I like a song, or is it on this list, or did I play it for my kids for the lyrics or for the words?
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably because I was influenced by more of the jam bands, and they're not really they don't excel so much in lyrical quality or singing quality.
Yeah,
it's more about the music. So
yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of the songs, you know, when there is great singing and there are great lyrics, it's like another instrument. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
But my wife still kind of, I don't know, she picks on me, but she has noticed over the years, I don't remember lyrics very well. Yeah. I remember drum beats. I remember percussion. I remember that, you know, a minor place has a cabasa periodically throughout the song.
Right.
But I don't often remember full lyrics to any song.
It's really interesting. If your kids rejected Phish, would you take that as a personal rejection?
Like, or maybe they have already rejected Phish.
Yeah. No, they're not. I don't know if they reject. They're not really into it. But I think maybe I cannot speak for all Phish fans or jam band fans. But I came to peace a long time ago with not trying to tell someone that they should like Phish.
Yeah.
So I never tell someone, you'd really love this. You have to get into it. You either do or you don't.
Yeah.
It has to be on your own.
That's true.
I would never force it on someone. So if they don't like it, I hold no grudge.
Yeah.
It's probably a good parenting.
I don't think anyway. Phish wants. Yeah, Phish doesn't want that anyway.
Yeah. So should we play a couple more songs?
Let's do it. And we'll continue with this theme. I'd like to music and lyrics. Also as an organizing principle for creating a mix. Okay. So let's hear.
Good question.
The next set of songs.
The feelings that you made hard, but it's your heart, not mine, that's scarred. So when I go home, I'll be happy to go. You're just somebody that I used to know. You don't need my help anymore. It's all now to you, there ain't no before. Now that you're big enough to run your own show, you're just somebody that I used to know. I watched you deal in a dying day, throw a living that passed away. So you can be sure that you're in control. You're just somebody that I used to know. Did me wrong, and I can't stay this mad for long. Keeping a hold of what you just let go. You're just somebody that I used to know.
that I haven't shook my shadow. And every day is trying to trick me into doing battle. Calling out favor, gonna get me rattled. Wanna pull me back behind the fence with the cattle. Building your lenses, digging your trenches. Put me on the front line, leave me with a dumb mind. With no defenses, but your defenses. If you can't stand to feel the pain, then you are senseless. Since then, I've grown up some different kind of fighter. And when the darkness comes, let it inside you. Your darkness is shining. My darkness is shining. Have faith in myself. Seen a million number doors on the horizon. Now which is the future you're choosing before you gon' die? And I'll tell you about a secret I've been undermining. Every little lie in this world come from the vine. Say you're my love, say you're my home. Till my chin back, slit my throat. Take a bath in my blood, get to know me. All out of my secrets. All my enemies are turning into my teachers. Speak up, like blind in no way dividing. What's yours or mine when everything's shining? And your darkness is shining. My darkness is shining. Have faith in ourselves.
Sincerely miss those heavy metal bands. Used to go see on on the landing in the summer. She fell in love with the drummer. She fell in love with another. She fell in love. I miss the innocence I've known. Playing kiss covers.
You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Our talented intern, Peter Todaro, is going to read our public service announcement. Peter.
A message from the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meats or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Thanks, Peter.
Thank you. Yeah, PSA.
All right, so you want to tell us about these three songs? So we just played Truth by, wait, what did we play, actually?
Somebody That I Used to Know.
What we just heard, is Elliot Smith, Somebody That I Used to Know, Alexander with Truth, and then Wilco, heavy metal drummer from Yankee Hotel Foxtrot.
Yeah, so they're out of temporal sequence. They're not in necessarily in the order that they came out, but Somebody That I Used to Know is a song that I recall very specifically hearing at a record store over the loudspeaker, and then asking the guy who it was and then buying the CD right then. So that must have been like 2000. This was in Blacksburg when I was in graduate school.
Yeah. Do you remember the name of the record store?
Yeah, it was the Record Exchange.
Okay.
And I can picture exactly where it was. I think it's a Chipotle now.
Oh, something. Geez.
Maybe that's wrong. It's right near there. Anyways, then that store moved like across the corner, and I also recall that third song, Heavy Metal Drummer. I remember the banners for Yankee Hotel Foxtrot hanging from the store.
Yeah.
And I ended up getting that album there. And both of my kids were born in Blacksburg while we were in grad school.
Mm-hmm.
So the connections there are both that I played the songs a lot in the car,
mm-hmm.
but also that it reminds me of Blacksburg where the kids were born. So it might be more personal for me. And then Truth, the Alexander song, I got enchanted by this renaissance of whistling and songs,
mm-hmm.
like in a good way. It just seems like on the face of it, maybe don't do that. It's not going to be good.
Maybe don't.
Like, wouldn't you think if somebody says that, it just seems like you're at a party and somebody's just whistling, or usually whistling is something you tell someone to stop doing.
Right.
So when it's nicely done in a song and people know what they're doing and it's another, you know, instrument.
It is. Yeah. It's a real art.
I'm a sucker for it.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, I think it connects you. I mean, it's something that is kind of casual, so to introduce it into kind of a musical perspective, I don't know. To me, that's a cool sound.
That's true. It changes the register, and you can play with the register of a song. And I think also with instrumentation, it really... We were talking about Andrew Bird as somebody who uses it to great effect, but yeah.
So you were just talking, while we were listening to these songs, you were talking about this... what this phenomenon that happened when Wilco suddenly became known as a dad band.
Right.
And so I kind of want to know about this process. First of all, what it's like for you to love a band that all of a sudden gets categorized as a dad band. You are a dad, so like, how do you relate to this? But also, well, I'm just curious about other bands that you consider or that you know are considered dad bands.
Dad rock as a genre.
Yeah, I'll have to ask you on that. I just remember that a friend of mine and I, he had sent me an article because we both really liked Wilco. And I don't know if it was like a Rolling Stone article or Pitchfork or something. This is a long time ago. Just talking about this genre of dad rock or dad bands. And it wasn't even clear to me at the time, like, why? Like, what does that have to do with it? But I had to admit, like, I'm a dad and I really like it. And so I guess I'm part of a...
Yeah,
you know, a subgroup that I wasn't aware of. That's a probably big, like, middle class 30 something dads really like this band.
Right.
And so I don't know. It's kind of like it doesn't really bother me, but I'm not really sure what it means. So I don't know what the other, what are other bands that are dad
I'm
rock?
Not sure. I mean, Dave I Matthews think band. Yeah, Dave Matthews
Dave band. Dave Matt, but they're also a jam band.
Yeah,
maybe there's a there's a connection here.
Yeah,
it is kind of funny because you bands. With jam bands because you think of these people as having a subculture subgroup where they're kind of
right.
hippie or like I don't know stoned at least or something.
But they're all they're all getting older and keep playing. Like Dave,
right.
Like the first Fish show I ever saw was April 20th, 1994, and Dave Matthews Band opened for them.
Oh my gosh!
And wow. So my intro was this combo. Like he was a local band in Virginia.
Yeah.
And they were just like people in their 20s. It was just regular rock bands. But over time, as they endure, their fan base I think grows with them, and so we're all dads now.
Yeah.
I hadn't been to a, this is, I guess, a side point, but I hadn't been to a Fish show for many years, but I went with a friend of mine a couple years ago in New York, and I guess I shouldn't have been surprised that there were all ages there, but there were a significant amount of people in their
40s.
Right, right.
So it wasn't like I was the old guy.
Yeah.
But when I would see the Dead in the early 90s, it was very obvious that there were, like, young Deadhead fans, and then there were these old people from the 70s telling you about how it used to be.
Totally. Right.
It was very clear to us, like, dude, get out of here.
My mom talks about, she goes to see James Taylor live. She's a big JT fan, and she was talking about just the flapping of the arm fat of like all of the like the difference between like when you're young and like you only see people waving their arms and then the kind of extra wave of
well, it's like these whole industries of bands.
Yeah,
like they're not just like a band playing at a club. It's a whole industry.
It's true. Yeah, and it's generational, and it there seems to be some kind of genealogy as well with the jam band, right? Like Dave Matthews Band covers songs by the band, which isn't really a jam band, but it could be one, especially right. since their live recordings are so big and they're just such a monster band. Like they could play behind anybody.
We're a big
disclaimer. I'm a huge band fan. Okay. Sure. I just totally hijacked this conversation. This is what happens when I talk about the band.
Yeah. But don't you think too, like, I think part of the dad rock might be, and I have no background for knowing this, but like I don't really know the new jam bands, like the college bands, and people in college
right,
do,
right.
and they're probably listening to all of them because they're great bands.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just following along with the growth of a band that's already been there for 20 years.
Yeah.
And so I guess you get categorized.
Yeah, it's just comedic to me because it's comedic in a way that you try to form the subgroup that's reactionary and kind of cool and new and revolutionary, and then it just becomes so normalized when you're like, oh yeah, my dad loves that, and it's just like how it must be like as a person getting older, and you're like, well, I was cool, and I guess I'm still cool, but not cool to these people anymore.
Yeah, I remember I was really somebody was picking on me for this recently because I liked G Love and Special Sauce when I was in college, Philly band.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was working and I was listening to G-Love, like one of the guys came and was like, oh, I love Glove. It's great. I was like, oh, it's not Glove. It's G-Love.
It's not Glove.
But I was like, I'm the young guy and you're the old guy. Like, you're so unhip.
Right.
And now I'm that guy. Like, Bon Iver. Like, Bon Iver.
Right. Bon
like, what Iver. Do I know?
Yeah.
Wow. We need to get some Bon Iver in here. Okay. So, we're going to play our next block of tunes.
The controversial one?
This is actually the controversial block. So stay tuned for commentary and discussion.
It jumps around a lot.
So
we're waiting for some reasons.
We will be back after a couple more tracks from Ben Cohn's mix. This is Remix Tape.
Mm-hmm. Right from the start, you were a thief. You stole my heart, and I, your willing victim. I let you see the parts of me that weren't all that pretty, and with every touch, you fixed them. Now you've been talking in your sleep. Oh, oh, things you never say to me. Oh, oh, tell me that you've had enough of our love, our love. Just give me a reason, just a little bit's enough. Just a second, we're not broken, just bent, and we can learn to love again. It's in the stars, it's been written in the scars on our hearts. We're not broken, just bent, and we can learn to love again.
I'm sorry, I don't understand where all of this is coming from. Running wild again, my dear, we still have everything, and it's all in your mind.
Yeah, but this is happening.
You've been having real bad dreams. Oh, oh, you used to lie so close to me. Oh, oh, there's nothing more than empty sheets between our love, our love.
Cause mama, I'm sure hard to hell and I yes around. Action, speech, lighter than word, and I'm a man with a great experience. I know you got you another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I wanna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so won't you raise your ad with me? Boys will call my dime by the
let me light your candle, cause mama, I'm sure hard to handle now, yes I am. Baby, here I am, I'm a man on the scene. I can give you what you want, just come go home with me. I got some good old loving and I got better in store. And it on you, you got to come back for more. Boys will call my dime by my loving, but that ain't nothing but drugstore love. Pretty little thing, let me light the counter, called mama, I'm sure hard to handle now, yes I am.
See you through. just a box of rain. Wind and water, believe it if you need it. If you don't, just pass it on. Sun and shower, wind and rain, in and out the window like a moth before a flame. And it's just a box of rain.
Welcome back to Remix Tape. So we are here with Ben Cohen, and we've been playing his mix for the kids. And we just played three great songs, Just Give Me a Reason by Pink, which interesting. And we have Hard to Handle, and then Box of Rain. But I think we need to back up to the Pink.
How did Pink get on there?
Well, let's talk about the transition. You had Wilco's heavy metal drummer, and then Pink. What's that about?
Well, so you'll probably get tired of me following through on my claim earlier in the episode to say a lot of this will somehow relate back to Fish.
Cool.
So in this case, it doesn't relate back because the songs have anything to do with it. But it's very similar to a Fish show where they'll have their epics, which are, you know, 10, 15, 20-minute songs. And after a few of them, they need a break, and they'll just play like a 3-minute, 4-minute stupid little song that's just like, all right, that's fine. They can do that. It's not the greatest song, but you've been riding it so high you can calm down from that. And so, like, on the mix, after 6 or 7 songs, I just wanted to switch and go somewhere else so that it wasn't the same feel over and over.
Yeah.
And since I really, really love that song, and I love seeing her perform it at the Grammys.
She performed it at the Grammys. Is that how you got introduced to the song?
Yeah. So, yeah, that's how I got
introduced. You got introduced to the song with a live version of a song.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And it was, I think I had, did I say this on air? Like, I've never watched the Grammys. I've seen it maybe twice in 20 years. So it's not an intentional thing. It just must have happened to be on, and right when this song started, and I don't know anything about Pink, and I was captivated. It pulled me in, especially the duet. And so I've just watched it. I watched that YouTube video probably like 50 times. Whoa. And then I eventually like went and got the song or got the album.
Wow. What is it about Pink's voice and also the lead singer of Fun? I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Sarah Roos? Or Ben?
It's either Roos or Royce. Someone will correct us.
Well, these folks who are singing on this track, Just Give Me a Reason. To me, that vocal, that is a very piercing timbre.
Well, the guy's voice to me just is I don't think of it as piercing, as very singular.
It is unique,
and I just think it's incredible. Like a lot of these songs, I'm not a musician anymore. I played drums when I was in high school and college, you know, growing up, but I never learned like full reading music. So many times in these songs I think, wow, I really like that because I have no idea how they do that. Like with the whistling stuff, like I just don't know how they do that so well. I could never do that. When you hear somebody sing like that, and like you can't like just make that up. Like people don't become stars always accidentally or because they're really highly produced. Like you just have to be really good. Like I don't know how he does it. He just has a really gifted voice.
The quality of his voice, but also the fact that he sings so high, which is impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a fan.
Yeah. And then we go into Otis Redding, and then Grateful Dead. So you wanted to say something about this Grateful Dead song.
The last line.
Yeah.
Yeah. I claimed earlier that lyrics are not really the important part of why I really like these songs or why I would play them for the kids.
Right.
So, for example, the Pink song, there's no reason to play that because the kids need to listen to the lyrics. I just really like the singing as another instrument. Mm-hmm. This one, Box of Rain, for a very, very long time, I've been enchanted by the last line, such a long, long time to be gone and a short time to be there. And I don't know at what point, but somehow in my mind, it transferred into this metaphor for friendship and the people that you know in life, in the world, mm-hmm. where they just come into your life after you've never met them before, and you're like, oh, you're 30 years old. Where have you been for 30 years? You've been gone a long time, and then you like hang out for 2 years and, you know, go your separate ways. And right. like, oh, it's just, now you're already gone. You know, that happens. Dad rock. The longer you're around, you know, the more people you encounter. And you're like, how did I not know you for 40 years?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're just gone again. Like, oh, well, that was such a long time to be gone and a short time to be there.
That's true.
Wow.
Grateful Dead's deep, okay? Grateful Dead is deep.
Well, speaking of depth, we've got two more songs that we're going to just play for you. And then we have to end our time together. So what a short time to be here.
Yes.
It's true. Okay.
All right. Here's Nellie McKay, Identity Theft.
Because I'm tired of maturity, airport insecurity, running from the thought police, fighting with the go-betweens. Hold up, let me steal a breath, because we're dealing with identity theft.
You need an education.
I don't see why I got to.
You need a good degree.
As to a similar. So little time, so much to be bored by. If no one taught along Harvard long, no one make a nuclear bomb. They don't teach you how to care, empathize, and if you dare, euthanize your sense of fair play, better to obey. Child is free. Why it's crazy to see? Is that an elementary or a penitentiary? Hot geez, get off my back and beat it. Take it to town, man. Idiots go to college to get dumbed down. Ooh, it leaves you bereft. Ooh, identity theft.
I may be wrong. I don't know why. I may be wrong, but I'll try.
Because I'm sick of the insanity. Watching horny manatee, feeling like a libertine, dealing with the death machine. Hold on.
You need a publication.
I don't see why I got to.
You need a press release.
As to assimilate. Journal fashions, profiteers, porno testing pioneers, fun bombastic puppeteers, get away from me. How can you write what we read? That ain't my reality. You disabuse humanity, humility, and fealty. Oh, you guess you got an edge, hiding your hedge from the feds, putting down the little bit.
Ignorance is right, not a
I'm finished, done, had it, and while you fucked her at it, as far as I'm concerned, Pluto's still a planet. Ooh, you die a quick death. Ooh, identity theft.
I may be wrong, I don't know why. I may be wrong, but I'll try.
Because I'm sick of all this sabotage. Where's my female entourage? Looking for some kind of closure. All I'm finding is Ray Bolger. Hold up, hell yeah, I confess. Cause we're dealing with identity theft.
Blah, 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 you're late. Yakety yak, don't look whack, Nelly, you're a heart attack. Murder, murder on the wall, who's the butchest one of all?
Where do you get the fake address? The flea market?
Oops, I forgot, you design for
targets. Violence and religion, don't ever play with guns. But I punched a man on Broadway, just to watch him cry.
Every guy I went to try, so to fight him, but I can't think why.
Bent and hinged and singed, like Christian watched the main event. But in the end, there's no success like revenge.
Ooh, leaves you bereft. Identity theft.
I may be wrong, I don't know why. I may be wrong, but I'll try.
Because I'm tired of hypocrisy. Is it them or is it me? Jesus Christ is left in ruin. Satan, buddy, how you doing? Hold him up, it's the street arrest. Damn, we're dealing with identity theft. Because I'm tired of being sweet and nice. Fuck you once and fuck you twice. Show your passport, take that stamp. Funny like a Nazi camp. Hold him up, hell yeah, I'll confess. Cause we're dealing with identity theft.
Shit, I'm not banana.
Welcome back to Remix Tape. Ben, you started saying that all of these songs had something to do with fish, and now we've heard fish. We've heard the culmination. So do you want to say how you picked this fish song, since fish is so near and dear to you?
This is the first song on their first released album, Junta, from 1988.
Wow.
And so
you
it's
were
off.
There.
I was not there. But I have the CD. I have the CD. It's a double CD, and it's been in the car for a long time. We still have a CD player in the car, so if we don't get time to listen to a lot of music, we at least listen to this song, so our kids have heard it quite a lot. And I have mentioned off-air, too, that it's very weird like to play the Box of Rain or to play Fee, just the studio album version.
Right.
Like, except for that, I would never listen to the actual studio version, always live versions.
Right.
And so that was the longest song we had from this hour, but it was like half the length of any actual performance of Fee. And I it's another college callback too, because I can remember like hearing somebody playing it on the apartment, like across the hallway, and like wondering, what is this music? Who is that?
Yeah.
I can picture the place. 315 Clay Street. Only a couple blocks from the Record Exchange.
More nostalgia.
Music and memories. It's music and memories.
Yep. And I promised the band that I would promote their Baker's Dozen this summer at Madison Square Garden.
All right.
I even, a friend of mine who, he's a former student, but now I've been teaching so long that like he's in his 30s too. And when he graduated, he found out that I liked fish. He's like, I didn't know that the whole time. And he's like a super fish fan.
Oh no.
He gave me inside information because Fish just had a 5-night run in Mexico that he apparently went to. And he said, you know, they're trying to get out of their New Year's run contract at Madison Square Garden because they'd prefer to play in Miami over New Year's. Mm. And so this is part of the agreement. They're going to do a 13-night stand at Madison Square Garden this summer.
Rad, man.
No,
so you hear that, audience of Remix Tape? Check this out.
Yeah. Well, I think we're out of time. But
thank you for having me.
This has been lovely, Ben. And
thank you, Ben.
For those of you that are listening, you can hear Ben on the radio, sort of, anytime. If you want to go check out Various Breads and Butters, their podcast on iTunes, or listen, it's actually also on WJRH. So can log on.
And it's available. You can rate it at iTunes. It's okay.
You can rate it.
Cool. Please rate it.
Listen, you can tell other people about it.
The top rated, most
listened to. It is the highest rated podcast on iTunes.
Longest running podcast.
5 stars.
From Lehigh Valley.
One of their guests is our very own Sarah Morris of Remix Tape. So
yes, I should refer to
that one.
Sarah is friend of the show, past guest. Lindsay, you are friend of the show, future guest.
Okay, I look forward to it, but no obligation. Don't worry about it.
Well, it's if
I
we can
you
get.
I think you have an illustrious set. Like. Well,
yeah, but we have to get, and if we can get Peter to be our talent acquisition editor, he'll book your guest spot.
Perfect.
Peter's got you covered. Peter, you got to do that now. Okay, we'll talk about it later. All right. So I want to plug our next show, which is next week, same time, same place, this time March 2nd, the lunchtime hour, 12 to 1. We have a special vinyl edition of Remix Tape. Sadly, Sarah will not be here. That vinyl edition is going to be with Andy Uzendowski, who's a visiting assistant professor in the English department. Do not miss the show. If anyone is listening to this, do not miss that show. Peter, our intern, is going to be co-hosting with me. So this has been Remix Tape on WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
Stay rad.
Or bad. Turning. I hope I don't turn away.
face the day to day. Up alone.